Lots of people out sledging today. And cycling, it would seem. Hello everyone, welcome back to the show. Oh well, welcome back for another week of strangeness. No strange finder this week though. Having a wee break from the pinhole. Otherwise I'll just become a pinhole podcast, which was never the intention. Although that would be no bad thing. And now I'm rambling. No, today is the first kind of part of my quest to use every camera that I own. And I'm starting today with the camera that started it all for me. The first analog camera that I had, first one that I owned, which is very old and very special. Hello, Dante. Hello. So I'm out in the snow. It's a beautiful snowy day, and I've got my granddad's Kodak number one autographic junior camera, which is a 6x9 folding camera, basically large format if you're being pernickety. And I'm starting with this one because, like I say, it's the one that really started it off for me. I obviously had used point and shoot cameras and things before, but this was the first one that really was a proper camera for him. Just seeing if there's a cable release screw, and there is, because George Eastman was clearly a genius. Right, so this camera is a Bellows camera, it's a folding camera, and I brought it out to do some landscape stuff because I really just want to see what it's like. I have this strange idea that I'll use this for colour work, and I don't know how good of an idea that is, but that's my current thinking. So I'm just framing up a scene at the minute. There is some trees and a telegraph pole and the hill. In fact, there's a better scene there. I wish I could get that telegraph pole in, but I don't think I can. But this isn't going to be a camera review. This is me talking about using the camera. I'm going to try and get the telegraph pole in. Judging by this weird flip-up frame, looks like I can. So, okay, there is no focus, but there is aperture. So this camera has, where was I? I've totally lost my train of thought. Hang on, let me deal with this image first. So the darkest area is 12, the lightest area is 15. That's good. I've got three shutter speeds I can use. So I'm gonna go 25th of a second, F22. Let's see if this works. There we go. That was simple. Ha! So, I have used this camera before. To my knowledge, there have been two rolls of film run through this camera. Years and years and years and years and years ago, when I was still at art school, my wonderful darkroom person, Phil, who let me in the darkroom every Friday, he gave me a roll of film, which I believe was HP5, to run through this camera. And then I went into the horrible little teeny weeny developing room to develop it, which was not fun, and I never want to go and do that again. But I messed that roll of film up, so we don't really talk about that one. Later, as I ditched digital and became totally, you know, real boy, I found that I had this camera and I found that I wanted to use it, which was fairly reasonable, I think. So I ran out with a roll of, I think it was FP4, no idea, and I tried to make some images and they were okay. They weren't anything really special, but I don't know what I did with them. I don't know where they are. They're around somewhere. They had negatives, but I never did anything with them. So to my knowledge, there's been 2 rolls of film run through this camera, and this is the third. Obviously, my granddad ran countless rolls through it back in the day, but it does take 120 film. It doesn't take 620 or anything weird like that. It is a 120 film camera, and today I've got FP4. So what I'm really looking for is our scenes that let me see what this camera is capable of, which means lots of landscapes, maybe some close-ups, I don't know. Oh yeah, it's all right for you, but I can't get through there, can I? Oi! I'm gonna have to climb over this fence. Oh no, I'm not climbing over fences. Oh, a big rabbit has been through here, a big hare. I do want to find out where that road goes though. Go on you, we're gonna go back on the main road where it's loud. Dante's loving the snow, he really is. So, typically, I've not been a fan of 6x9. I've always found it a bit too big and too thin and long. But I can't remember whether it was the large format podcast or the lensless podcast. We had, I want to say, Liz Potter, I want to say, but I could be wrong. And she works a lot with 6x9. And I had a little look and I was quite taken with Dante, with what she was able to do with it. Now I don't like it really because the aspect ratio is too much like 35mm, and it freaks me out because it's not quite panoramic, but it's more panoramic than 6.7, 4.5, which I'm more used to. So my thinking is I'll take these 6x9 images, maybe crop them down, I don't know. I want to see if I like them, and I want to see if this camera works. That's why I'm using FP4 today in the snow, because if it does work and it works well, I'm going to try and run some colour through it. I've got loads of Ektar, and if I can get it working with this, then I can get it working with colour and I can start making some big colour images. Because I haven't got anything fancy 6x9, I've got a few of these folding cameras and loads of box cameras. So I'm quite content to use these, but I want to see if they work first. Particularly this one because it's a family heirloom. So I just took a picture of the hill there, and we're actually going and heading over to the golf club, which is shut. Because it's really pretty and snowy and there's lots of trees and there'll be nobody there, which is always the aim of the game. But on the way I might just take a couple of images, which I like the look of, just because I like the look of them. In fact, if I cut up this road here, then I'll get off the main road and then I can cut down. Yeah, I might do that. That basically takes me right to the golf course and I miss out on all these cars. They're driving me nuts. I have to get off the road every 2 minutes. Yeah, Dante, we're gonna go up here. and then cut down. That's a good plan. Come on. Not letting you off yet though. I know you're excited, but you'll have to wait. Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a zine for sale. Yes, my very first zine. The zine is images from my trip to Oxford, which I made using my Strange Finder and two different rolls of film. If you're interested, the best way to get one is to send me an email by emailing talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at TFTMB, all capitals, or you can find me on Instagram at talesfromthemagicboxpodcast. I will ship internationally from now on. So yeah, grab yourself a zine. All sales will support the making of the show and the next zine, which I've already started putting together and is really cool. So yeah, I've got a few copies available. Let me know if you're interested. Cool. Yeah, this is going totally the wrong direction. It's cool up here though, I have to say. Come on, Pooch, coming back. Come on. Right, Pooch, back on the main road. But we're nearly there, so. There is one minor change to the scheduling that I wanted to bring up. Since I recorded the How Long Is a Piece of String episode, we've gone back into lockdown 3. So me and Dante had a meeting, and hold on, more cars. Yes, me and Dante had a wee meeting and we decided to switch out the scheduling because we don't think that learning portraiture is probably not is a good idea. We don't think that learning portraiture is a very good idea at the moment in this kind of climate, lockdown climate and temperature climate. So we're going to use the time to probably practice off air and learn a little bit more off air so that we feel a bit more ready. But we're going to do the colour film stuff. We're going to do those 6 episodes first. So you're not going to hear any more portrait stuff until later on in the year, hopefully. If I can get my act together. Hopefully when all this lockdown stuff's over and everyone's been vaccinated and go back to normal. He says. But we're going to do the learning colour because, you know, as spring comes, it's going to get a bit more colourful and longer days and all that. So it makes a bit more sense to do all that stuff now. Besides, I've got 5 rolls of Ektar to play with. Which is nice. you may even be hearing, I don't know what you're going to hear, but you're going to hear it. Get back on this side, please. So yeah, that's just a little note on that. Things are, unfortunately, going to have to just be a bit different to how I said. But that's okay. You can deal. I know you can deal. You my guys, you my gals, you my listeners. Right, I'm just going to walk. Oh, nice tree there. Nice tree. Now, the background is too busy. So we won't go for that tree. Now I'm quite chuffed because looking up in the sky, the patch of cloud that's currently over is moving on, and there's a bit of a break coming up. I don't know whether it'll hit us or whether it will go and hit over yonder, but with any luck, by the time I get to the golf course, it'll be fairly well lit, I hope. But, I mean, it is nice out here, calm and peaceful. I just wish I'd gone out this morning. I may potentially have an image here, but there's nowhere to put Dantilio. Dante, just, although if I use, so it's looking about the same. If I use F, F11, I could get away with 1/100 of a second. Dante, just stay, please. Good boy, just stay. Right, so this is a fence that's stretching away towards some houses. So I'm going to try 1/100 of a second and see what it's like. This thing can be used handheld, I assume. But I've never tried it. I hope it's light tight. F11, did we say? Yeah. Let's go for 1/100. Okay, I'm just gonna randomly frame up. Oh, there's some crows coming. There we go. I don't think I moved that bad. Awesome. The good thing about this folding camera is it pops into a little case and then you can wind on without any of the faff. So, frame 3. This is going great. Love this. I hope the settings were right on that one. F11 seems a little dark. But I am shooting at 200, so you never know. Maybe I should have done that portrait. Oh well. Although I bet that that one's a wee bit blurry because I did move my hand a little bit while taking the picture. But it shouldn't be too bad because I used 1/100 of a second, so it should be, you know, fairly decent. Although the foreground may be out of focus. Oh, doesn't matter. I've got 6 more. 6, that's right, isn't it? 6 more? Yeah. Never gonna shoot 6 images. I'm gonna shoot 6 images. That's insane. Right. Okay, I'm not gonna do anything else until I get to the. In fact, I'm gonna stop recording until I get to the golf course. I am constantly amazed week on week that I get so many dedicated listeners to the show. The Magic Box Brigade is one of the proudest achievements of my life. So thank you to all my loyal listeners, and it really warms my heart to get interactions on social media and just to know that my adventures are being heard and so many people enjoy them across the world. This is a global thing and I'm really proud of it. If you want to support the show in another way, other than buying a zine, you can visit the coffee page. and make a coffee donation. All donations are gratefully received, and if you do donate and send me your address, I will send you a contact print from 4x5 Negative. The link is in the show notes. Thank you so much. That's a first. Right, doggo, we're here. You're gonna be a good boy, not run around everywhere, pooing on everything. Ah, looks like people have been on the green. Oh. Looks like people are actively sledging on the green, that's good. We can go on the green. And would you look at that? Blue skies. Nearly being 10 minutes. Absolutely stunning. Come on, Pooch. Now you gotta be good, there's another doggy coming up here. You know what you're like. So Dante's never been on the green before. Right, the sun is just about ready to shine on everything. And I've got every tree I could ever wish for here. Just got to avoid the golf course people. Right, I think I'm going to set up just here actually, because there's some nice shadows and some nice trees. Dante, come here. Come here. Dante, come here. The only problem is there's some fairway markers in between me and the trees, which I don't really care about actually. Dante, come here. Good boy. Ah, glorious. Absolutely glorious. Let's put these gloves away. Dante, do you want a treaty treat? Oh, this is what we were talking about that sun for, isn't it? Because the sun is just fantastic when it's out. Okay, let's get this on there. The good thing about this camera is I can frame up without actually having the whole thing out, so get as many awkward questions, which is nice. Dante, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Oi, Dante. Right, now that they've gone, oh no. Looks like the tripod plate is loose. Why are you loose? Tightened you up a bunch of times. Okay, so let's get the sun has temporarily vanished, which is fine because I'm all set up. Now, this camera actually has three zones, I will say, for focusing, so I just need to make sure I choose the right one. Let's see, my darkest area is 10, so let's put 10 on zone 3. So I want sorry, Dante's going ballistic down there. I want f16, 25th of a second. I don't need to cut the shutter either, it's just always on, which is potentially a problem. Dante, come here! Come here! Come here! Okay, here we go. Trees and snow. There you go, that was easy. That's frame 3. Now on frame 4. Okay, let's go. I don't know where to go. I'm spoiled for choice. I'm actually never been brave enough to come here before. It's all that time spent as a kid being told off for being here. Don't go on the golf course when people are playing. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't do that because that's someone's ball. Come on, Dante, let's go this way. This is where the sun seems to be best. Find a big tree. I'm going to sit on it. And you can roll around in the snow as much as you like. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing this with this camera for a long time, but I've just never really had the impetus to do so, just because I've not been that fond of 6x9, which seems silly really, considering I like large format. But I wanted to do it because sometimes it's a faff to take out the large format camera, and this is kind of the large format experience, just without the large format bit. So that's one nice reason. Right, there's a particularly interesting group of trees here. Whoa, that was an echo, wasn't it? Which is going to be quite nice. So I'm just going to photograph this. Yeah, because 6x9 obviously isn't large format, but it's close and it gives you a similar kind of look, obviously without the movements. But sometimes you don't want the movement, sometimes you just want some nice simple images, which is, you know, that's okay. You're allowed to do that and want that, and this might give me that, you know, instead of having to drag the Bronica out, which I just does my head in. Sometimes it might be nice to just take this camera out and have a play with it. Okay, same settings. 1/16 of a second. Dante, come here. Dante, come here. There we go, that's that done. I'm going to zip through these 6 exposures. I'm going to go over to that tree over there while the sun's on it. Walking across the fairway. And really, this is just, this isn't anything, you know, super duper. This is literally just to see if the camera works. Not that. I am bothered about the images, of course, but it's not going to be the end of the world if they don't necessarily work. Now, this is where I'm going to get in trouble, because this tree is going to have to be a portrait image, which means I'm going to have to take the release plate off and put it back on in portrait mode. Dante, it's on your schnoz. Also, my shadow is going to be in this image, which is not at all good. Nice sledge tracks. Okay, I think that's close enough. I think I can hide my shadow in this tree. All around me is the sound of children sledging, which you think would be nice, but it's actually not. Oh, Dante, you're rolling in the snow. I know you can see those people over there, but do not chase them, please. Oh, I love this. I wonder if we could sneak down to the reservoir. Oh, I bet there's nothing to photograph down there. Right, portrait. This is going to be interesting. Oh, it does fit. To turn my hat around. Or take it off even. Hang it on there. Okay, so maybe I could get a bit closer. Dante, come on, we're going to go closer. Come on. Ugh. I'm going to... the Chandler 3, which is a genius idea by me. It'd be a bit of a bugger if after all the shutters naturally. And hey, if I put this on 8 feet, are you going to sit? Oh no, the back just came off briefly. That's not good. That's the problem with these old cameras. I probably should have taped it shut. 7.7. That's what it was to. Let's see what 7.7 is for you. 8. Closest I've got. 50th. Okay, Dante, come over here. Over here. Sit. Just stay there. Goodbye. You want to do treaty treat? There you go. So I've got 2 more to go. And then we can go home. I know this is probably not massively. But I'll tell you what, there's a very cool sort of pattern in the ground here where someone's sledged. I'm going to attempt it. There's trees in the background. They're quite nice. 11's my darkest area, so pop that down there. I think we'll go F6. Oh, F11, 100th of a second. Hold. Come here. Come here. Oh. I don't believe it. You totally crashed into the tripod as I was taking a picture. Okay, I quite like this one again. Okay, so this is right, this is the last shot. There we go. You little bugger. I wonder what settings I would get for the old Holger. You know, 14. 14 is kind of my brightest thing. Bright, no. And then 11, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm an idiot and a sucker for punishment. I'm actually going to take some Holger pictures and then I'm going to go home. How long are we recording now? I don't think this will be too long an episode. Nah, not that long. Actually, no, I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to do any Holger stuff because I'd quite like to say that. If possible. So this little autographic is going to go away and me and Dante are going to have a play. Okay guys, welcome to the imagery for this episode. I had a bit of technical difficulties, so this is not the episode that was supposed to be coming out this week, because I did record one, but my second microphone has died, or is in the process of dying, so none of the audio was usable. Another episode that I recorded, which was the next panoramic episode, also didn't record, so I've got a new mic on the way. Hopefully I'll be able to get episodes out, but the truth is, because I'm working from home again at the minute, I'm struggling a bit. I'm struggling to find the time to produce these episodes, so I'm gonna repeat my disclaimer. I can't guarantee I'll get an episode a week. I'm going to try, but I can't guarantee it.
plan is still the plan. And you know, to be honest, the weather is terrible. So even when I have got time, it's usually crap conditions. The best weather is during the week when I'm sat tied to my computer. And the rest of the time it's grey and rainy and windy. So we'll see how we go. So yeah, that's just a bit of an update and I'm letting you know that there might be some weeks where I miss one. But I'm going to try not to. Like I said, I've got this new mic on the way. With any luck, we'll be fine. So, this Kodak Autographic Junior performed quite well, actually. I've got four pictures that I've edited. The other ones, I either really missed focus or they were... poorly exposed, but for the most part this camera performed really well. I'm still not sure I'm the best friend with the 6x9 ratio, so I've cropped two of them down to 6x7. One of them's not saved, that's weird. But yeah, the lens on this camera seems to be sharp, or it seems to be sharpest on the right of the image, and then it seems to fall off a bit towards the left, so focusing is an issue. The first image I've got, which is the first one I took, the snowy hill scene, is absolutely beautiful and it looks really three-dimensional on the right hand side where the focus is, particularly on the hill. The shadows are dark, the highlights are bright, and because you've got that big 6x9 image, there's plenty of real estate for the grain to show on, and it just looks really good. It starts to come apart a bit on the left because, like I say, it quickly goes out of focus. But yeah, the right side of this picture is just beautiful. In fact, it would make quite a nice panoramic image. There's a couple of light leak issues, but you know, generally it's okay. Yeah, nice shadows, good tonal range. The lens, like I say, is doing a pretty good job. And it's actually quite a nice image. I'm really pleased with it. Next one, okay, is the tree at the golf course, the main silver birch. And this one, again, looks really good until you zoom in and you can see it's quite badly out of focus. But the trees in the background to the left this time are more in focus. So it's a bit of a strange situation. The FP4 in the Cafenol actually looks really nice, and it's giving it a bit of a punch which you don't often see. This is the one that I cropped down to 6x7 just for the aspect ratio. It does give you quite a nice soft image, which is a little bit pictorialist, and I could probably use that to my benefit with some other kind of ideas I've got. But I just need to, if I was going to use this camera again, I'd really need to work on the focus. Make sure I was nailing that focus properly. Next one is a collection of trees, pine trees, which I tried to dodge and burn a little bit on, but it didn't work very well. Again, cropped 6x7, a couple of light leak issues, but not too bad. The next one is actually a picture of Dante, which is very badly blurring out of focus. But you may have heard in what you just heard, the microphone starting to crackle a little bit. And that happened while I was taking a picture. And there was a whole section of this where I photographed with the Holger with some colour which I've not developed yet. But yeah, it could have been really good. Such a shame. So there's that one, Dante. And then there's another one that I did, which I don't know why it's not saved. I wonder if I've saved it in the wrong place. It was the one that Dante knocked at the end. No, I don't think I've saved it. That's a shame, because it was actually quite nice. It was a scene with the snow leading up to the tree, a path in the snow, so I'll have to edit that one again and show you on Instagram or wherever. But yeah, not too bad a camera. So that's it for this episode. Hopefully the next one will be something, and I will see you whenever that is. Okay, cheerio guys.
You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for the show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.